Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST.
Hello there. Welcome to On the Menu Live. And no, fans, you have not misdialed. My name is Rita Connolly. I'm the well-fed foodie and a food writer, local food writer here in town. And I'm sending in for Matt. Matt's on a well-deserved break. And so he asked me to stand in, and here I am. But I couldn't do it alone, so I've asked my best foodie friends, my BFFs, to help me here. And we have Karen Zoldan.
Hi, Rita.
And Karen, your blog is?
Circle of Food.
Excellent, excellent. And Edie Girolam is my other BFF. And where can we read about you, Edie?
Well, I'm the contributing dining editor for Tucson Guide Magazine and other publications. And I have a blog called Freud's Butcher because my great uncle in Vienna was, in fact, Sigmund Freud's butcher.
That's pretty cool. That's really cool. Yeah, and you just got back from there too, huh?
I did.
That's cool. Well, I want to, you know, thank you guys for being here, and I really appreciate the help. I'm a little nervous here, but I think we can do well.
We love talking about food.
Yes, we do. We like eating. We like drinking. We do it. We get together a whole lot, actually, and I don't know what our reputation in town is when we walk through the door at different restaurants, but they're usually glad to see us. I think they're glad
or
to
in
see
fear.
Us. That's
I'm not
right.
Sure.
Quick. And then later in the show, Sam Pillsbury is going to be calling in. Now, I'm not sure, you know, he is the mastermind behind Pillsbury Wines. And he is also a film director, I believe. And so he's building a winery down in Wilcox, and he'll keep us up with all what's going on down in Wilcox. And then later on, Chef Jack Tate from Union Public House will be here. And he'll talk about what's happening all the way over at St. Philip's, because there's a lot of things happening over at St. Philip's. We tend to think about downtown. Ooh, he's here now. We tend to think about downtown as being the hot place for eating, but St. Philip's has a lot of neat places to eat and drink and have fun. And so we're going to talk about that in a little bit, too, as well. So why don't we do that? Let's see. Where do you eat at St. Philip's, Edie?
Ooh, well, aside from Union, which is one of my favorites, Bodega.
Bodega. And,
yeah.
That's
fun place. Great happy hours, yeah. Great patio, and it's fun to sit out there.
Yeah.
And Vivace's Pizza.
Wait, Scordato's Pizza.
Scordato's Pizza, that's right.
Yep, I called there last night to see if, I haven't been there for a while, but that's really good pizza.
It is.
And then we also have, it's kind of a foodie heaven. There's the farmer's market that's there on Saturdays and Sundays. There's also Alfonso's Gourmet Oils and Balsamics, and that's a great little spot to go get really, really fine olive oil. And the people there are very knowledgeable. They're really excited to help you. There's a lot of – St. Philip's is a really neat place. And the neat part about it – and Jack will be here momentarily. The neat part about it is that they're going to be opening a new restaurant over there, and I hope Jack talks about that in a little bit. So we'll see what we can do to persuade him to do that. And then another place that we I haven't been, but Broadway Village is becoming quite the little hot spot.
Oh yeah,
Oh yeah, I like Broadway Village.
What's there?
Filora, and the bakery. What's that called? I forgot. Sweet.
No. Yeah, sugar sweet bakery.
Oh my god,
they have
really good chocolate cake.
Chocolate cake, excellent.
And then there's Sushi Garden.
Yeah,
very popular.
Yep.
And another little speakeasy type place called Sidecar.
Yeah, that's owned by the same. That's owned by Ari, right?
Right, Filora.
Yeah, same as Filora. And then there's a new place that's opening up over there, and it's an interesting concept. It's ice cream without
dairy,
and so it's called Cashew Cow. Two Ooh. Young women, and I don't know their names. I'm sorry, I don't know their names, but they're real excited about it. And I think that Broadway Village is going to be, you know, maybe the kind of place you can park your car and you can have a couple of drinks here, and then go over there and have a dinner there, and then stop and have some ice cream and maybe a cookie. Who knows? But I think that's working out really well. I think it's going to be a neat little spot. Then we're also going to talk about summer in Tucson. So here we are, Tucson. Everybody leaves town. The only ones who are left are us lizards. And so we there's a lot of things going on in Tucson. There's a lot of stuff that's happening, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But before we get to that part, Karen, tell me about happy hours. You are kind of like the queen of happy hour.
Happy hour is my favorite meal of the day. Yeah. Well, I get up early, so, you know, that's
right.
But happy hour, I love happy hour, and I love doing research for happy hour.
And what's that usually include?
Well, that includes trying a lot of them. And some of the, a lot of them are very good, but the few that I've gone to recently are Neo on Broadway on the east side. They have $5 cocktails, half-price sushi, and some other small plates of Asian fusion food.
That's cool.
There's two places that have happy hour all day long. So, I mean, that is such a boon, I think.
And where's
that? Because cocktail there means there's cocktail hours somewhere in the world.
I think Feast I think Feast is one of them.
Feast,
okay.
Yeah, you can have happy hour at Feast from 11 a.m. till 6 p.m.
Okay.
And you have to sit in the bar area. Another one is Saint House Rum Bar.
Okay.
And they have a similar arrangement.
Okay.
Right now, those seem to be at the top of my list.
Okay.
Go ahead. Can I tell us what we're drinking now?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, every time I've been on the show, Matt has plied me with liquor. So I decided to follow the tradition. And I brought a nice bottle of champagne that some nice man gave me. And I've been saving it for a special occasion. And we had a little sound effects. And so we're all toasting to Matt.
To Matt. Wherever he may be.
To us, no doubt.
Right. I hope maybe we want him to listen. I hope you're listening, Matt. So, Edie, now you're sort of the beer expert. Okay. Oh, good. Okay, beer expert.
Well, it's funny because I've been writing about wine, and I found that there's that old joke: what do wine drinkers, winemakers drink at the end of the day, and the answer is beer. So I love beer in the summer. That's actually my favorite drink, just on a hot day, can't beat it. So I've been trying to find the best IPAs around, and that's my search. And I have not yet tried the one at Sentinel Peak.
Okay.
But they have a Haboob IPA.
Ooh.
So how can you beat that, right? And we're celebrating that we don't have them here. They only have them in Phoenix.
Oh, interesting. That's interesting.
Yeah. No, I'm making that up.
Haboobs. Okay. I thought you were talking about the beer. Cool. Well, good.
Yes.
Well, we'll talk about that more when we come back. We got a break here now for a little bit. And we'll talk about beer and wine and happy hours and whatever else is happening in Tucson.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
Okay, welcome back to the On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on the radio. I am Rita Conley. I'm standing in for Matt Russell, who is away for the day. And my guests in the studio today are Edie Girolam from the Tucson Guide and Karen Zoldan from Circle of Food Blog. We are food writers in town. We share a lot of food together. We share a lot of drink together. And that's kind of what we're talking about right now. Edie was talking about beers before the break. And now, Edie, have you been to many of the new different...
I have been to Borderlands,
okay,
which is fun. I have not yet been to Dragoon.
Dragoon's a blast. It's really neat. Hard to find, but lots of fun.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. As I said, I'm on a quest for the best IPA in town.
IPA, okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, those are my favorite beers. But I have to say, and this is maybe a little embarrassing, but my favorite everyday beer is Trader Joe's Simpler Times Pilsner.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Pabst Blue Ribbon.
No, although that's very trendy. It's about the same price, and it's a really good Pilsner.
Well, that's nice.
So that's my tip of the day.
Well, that's good. Well, my mission is to find half-price bottles of wine. And so I think there's almost every night in town except for Thursdays. It's the only night that I couldn't find a half-price bottle of wine. But I sort of made a list. You know, we get into the whole idea of what's out there. And so, like, Union has it on Mondays and Tuesdays. Okay, so that's really a great place. Jack will talk about that in a little bit. And Sundays, you can go to the Abbey, Zona 78. Now, there's two Zona 78s. The one on the north side, which is on River and Stone, has theirs on Sunday. And I believe that the other one is, I can't find my list here. It's not, I can't find it on my list. But anyway, the other Zona 78 also has it. Pastiche, when I called you over there the other day, they have half-price bottles of wine every day. Now, I don't know how you can get away with doing that, but somehow they have half-price bottles of wine every day. And then Mondays, you can go to Union. You can go to Harvest. Tuesdays is the day to do it, though. I think there's at least Dakota, the other Zona 78, the one in Tanque Verde, Bluefin, Harvest, again, Union. Wednesdays, we have an Armitage in Dakota. So, like, basically, you know, what you got to do, though, is probably get a really friendly with a taxi, with a cab driver.
I was going to say, you might want to call Uber.
I'm not sure. We have a sponsor who is...
Entourage Transportation.
There you go. Thank you, Mike. Entourage Transportation. And maybe that's who you got to get to be friendly with.
Yes.
They'll pick you up. I think they even have town cars. I think it makes it a little bit more upscale.
Classy. Classy drunk.
There you go.
We're very classy always.
Yeah, aren't we, though? We are quite the crew. And so what else is going on in Tucson this summer? But, you know, we talked about that the other night together. And what other things are
going on? A lot of restaurants have that $20, 14-cent deal.
Right.
Tucson's Originals they almost all have
$20.
That's right. Kingfisher has a road trip.
Exactly.
And they break it down regionally.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been on vacation. They come back on July 15th, and I believe then they start with Down South or Deep South.
Mm-hmm.
For their road trip, and it's $20.14. And then Bluefin, they were on vacation for a week, but they're back now, and they have the lobster dinner for $20.
And that's a deal. That's a real good deal.
And they'll even debone the lobster, whatever the terminology is, for $2, and they give a dollar of it to the food bank.
Oh, that's neat. That's
cool.
Plus you get some Texas rice, and you get corn on the cob, I think, with that.
Right.
So that's really a nice deal, too.
And I was looking at them today, and one that really caught my eye was Dakota Cafe, where you can have Yucatan roast pork with cilantro rice, a margarita, and key lime pie. Anybody want to go after this?
Okay, sure. I was going to say, I'm there.
Sure.
Anyway, so a lot of restaurants have this $20 deal.
Sauce
which is
has
great.
A good deal, too. They have two glasses of wine, a pizza, and a big salad for
$20.
Right. One of my favorites for the summer.
There you go. And then coming up on, was it July 26th we decided? I think it is.
July 25th.
25th. Mm-hmm. Up at Blanco Tequila and Tacos. Tacos and tequila. There's going to be a special tequila party. And Matt Sapp, I believe the name is, the man who is the manager.
Yeah, great bartender.
Yeah, and he's going to be...
Mixologist.
I think he's the beverage manager for the Fox Restaurants. And he will be doing, having small in-services on tequila. That's July 25th, so that's pretty exciting. And, you know, you got to kind of pay attention. You got to read around a little bit. Read the Tucson Weekly, which I have to admit, that's who I write for. And that's it. And then Edible has information, I'm sure. And the local papers. And you can always, you know, get a hold of, call one of us. Check.
Don't call me.
Circle of Food blog, because she keeps up things up on she's really on top of things, as far as that goes.
Call Karen.
Call Karen. Yeah, and so there's a lot of things going on in Tucson. You know, we also sort of didn't mention, you know, that corner up on Swan Rise and Campbell. That's another big restaurant area, you know. So, you know, there's I call it Little Italy because you think there's, you know, there's Vivace on the one corner, there's North on the other corner, there's Tavolino on a third corner, and then Shlomo and Vito's is there.
Blanco.
Blanco, there you go. Yeah. And then, you know, and then Armitage. The Armitage is another place that on Wednesdays. That's where they have their half-price bottles of wine at Armitage. And but that's a nice little place. That's a little harder to find. It's underneath all the other restaurants up there. Raw Sushi's up there.
Oh, yeah.
And
great happy hour there, too.
Oh, okay.
All year round.
North.
Oh, yeah.
One of my favorite places.
Me too.
One of those that kind of we go to often,
yeah.
You know.
I love their brunch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. On weekend brunch, they're fantastic. Mm-hmm. The little Nana's little sauce thing that they make that's really out of this world. It's like kind of the stuff my Nana used to eat, you know. So it's just really good. So in a little bit, we'll be talking to Sam Pillsbury, and I will kind of we'll have some questions for him. But I think Sam's pretty passionate about his wine, so we'll see what happens.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio, and it's only here on KNST.
Is he on the phone? Okay, welcome back to the... This is the Well-Fed Foodie standing in for Matt Russell on the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on the radio. Now we have all the way from, I think you're in Wilcox, are you, Sam?
Actually, no, my vineyard in Wilcox. I live in Phoenix, believe it or not.
Oh.
And I just do a lot of driving.
Oh, yeah, you do. You should maybe move to Tucson, huh?
I'd love that. I like Tucson a lot. I always love college towns. They always have really eclectic food, and they're kind of funky and Tucson's a great city.
Yeah, it is, and there's a lot happening down here. So, but tell us what's happening down in Wilcox.
Well, we've been growing grapes down there since 2000, 14 years, and I finally managed to scrape up the resources to build our own winery there. Up until now, we've been growing grapes, but using other people's wineries. A lot of people do it the other way around. They bring grapes in from out of state and then plant their vines and wait several years before they can produce their own fruit. But from the beginning, I wanted to do something that was specifically regional. I feel that there's a lot of bland food and wine around, and generic is boring. And I wanted to do something that was specific to a region. So we only source our grapes from the Sulphur Springs Valley area, specifically around Wilcox, and from my own vineyard and a couple of my neighbors. And we make a wine that I hope reflects the place where the grapes come from.
Well, Bonnie was the person who turned me on to your wine, and she's your... the queen down there too, isn't she? She's the one who's in charge of your tasting room.
She's our tasting room manager at the vineyard, and she's supervising the construction of the winery. I can't be there every day, so we have my fellow winemaker James Callahan there, and Bonnie takes a picture every day, so we can make a video of showing the construction of the vineyard of the winery in like 30 seconds.
So, why do you have a timeline on here?
Well, we normally start picking our first whites around the 10th to the 14th of next month, which is a Rhone variety called Viognier. It's an aromatic white grape. So, yeah, we got a timeline right.
Wow. Yeah, the gun is done to your head, huh?
Yeah, we've come up with some pretty clever ideas to throw this thing together really quickly, and I think we can do it. But, you know, if not, we have a plan B and a plan C, so we'll be okay.
There you go. Now, according to the paper this morning and the press that was sent out, there's going to be more than just the winery down there, right?
Well, I've always had this fantasy for years of actually having a place that people can come to where, you know, there's music and art and food, and all the food comes from the land that they're standing on, so that there's a kind of sense of belonging to place. I don't know where this idea kind of gradually filtered into my brain. As a kid, I moved around a lot with my parents, and I used to, what I used to notice was how quite often, and there were places where people really honored the place that they were at, mm-hmm. and there were places where they didn't. And I really liked the way it was when people honored where they were at and didn't try to make food and wine and art and so on that was like everybody else's but wanted to do their own thing, you know. I mean, mm-hmm. you may hate bagpipes if you go to Scotland, but, boy, they don't exist anywhere else, you know.
Right.
And I kind of like that. I like that kind of individuality. So I thought we'll try to do the same thing. And, yeah, we figured that we have a huge organic vegetable garden. We grow fruits. We raise sheep. We don't raise cattle. We raise sheep and goats and all different kinds of fowl. And we even have a method for growing our own, producing our own fish in a kind of nice organic manner too.
Wow. So are you going to open a restaurant?
That's something that I would like to do eventually. I don't think it's something that we can do in the near future. I've got to do things one step at a time. Planting the vines is a huge deal, and then getting this winery going is another huge deal. But it's on the agenda for the next, you know, few years.
Well, that's good. It's really exciting because what else is going on down there? I mean, all of a sudden, Wilcox seems to be the wine spot in Arizona.
Well, it hasn't happened all of a sudden. It's happened very slowly, but all of a sudden people have realized. That's what mm-hmm. it is. I mean, it's actually funny because I first went down there in 1999 and scoped a place out, started planting vines in 2000, and gradually more and more people came. When I started, there was one other 40-acre vineyard down there, and there's 500 acres of vines down there now. I think 85% of Arizona wine grapes are sourced from that area.
Mm-hmm.
But it is really funny because until about 3 or 4 years ago, most people in Arizona didn't even realize it was such a thing. And actually, the people in Wilcox didn't either because the vineyards aren't in the town. You know, they're scattered out throughout the valley. And it's only when we started having biannual festivals down there that the local population started to realize they had a burgeoning industry there. And, of course, the upside for something like that, if you look at the history of Napa Valley, you'll see a really wonderful growth curve that we could eventually transform the economy of that area.
Well, things grow really well down in Wilcox. I mean, you know, there's, you know, if you can get a Wilcox tomato on your plate, that's really an exciting thing, you know. And I visited a while back, and everybody is so passionate and excited about what's going on down there. It's just really fun. It's, you know, they may be lacking a little a restaurant or two, but all the wine you can drink, you know.
Yeah, no, the restaurant thing is an issue. I keep inviting the owners and staff of various restaurants from Phoenix that I love down there, and I've actually done it with a couple from Tucson too, because I keep hoping that somebody will go, oh, you know, like my son's 19 and a half years old, and he really wants to be a chef. You know, maybe if I put him in a little restaurant down in Wilcox, he could start out. You know, because the food is a little grim down there. There's a wonderful Mexican restaurant called La Unica, and then there's some great tapas food at a winery there called Coronado. The rest of it's pretty generic. You know, it's the McDonald's and so on.
Coronado. I love the people over at Coronado, Jackie and I can't remember her husband.
I adore Jackie. She and I are great friends. We work together a lot, and she's just fantastic.
Well, that's really neat. Another thing, neat thing about Wilcox, it's not like there's a competitive kind of thing going on down there. They're all, you know, really getting along really well.
We do seem to do that. I think there's two kind of things that run there. There's a real sense of helping each other and comradeship, and then there's a little bit of competition. But I think it's healthy. You know, I mean, in a sense, we're kind of like the metaphor is like a bunch of, you know, guys who came over in the Mayflower and wound up, you know, building, you know, putting their little farms together and getting their gun oiled up and, you know, hiding behind a tree and see if anyone's coming. I think we're kind of pioneer farmers to a certain extent.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's a funny thing. I mean, I've been living in Phoenix for over 10 years now, and I have a better social life in Wilcox than I do in Phoenix. I go down there, we always have dinner with like 5 or 6 people, you know, because we all know each other and we're all doing the same thing. It's quite exciting.
Yeah, well, Sam, thank you so much. If you want to hang out a little bit, you can. We've got Jack Tate from Union's going to be joining us here, and we're going to go to commercial, maybe in the news, right? And if you want to hang out, you can. And if not, thank you so much for calling us up and joining us. We're really looking forward to taking them on my trip down to Wilcox and see Bonnie and everything else that's going on down there.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
Okay, well, we are back. And right now we have this beautiful stack of pastrami, and it's not like your ordinary pastrami. This pastrami was made by in the great hands of Jack Tate. Jack,
how are you?
Fine. How are you? I'm glad you could
I'm
be
good.
Here.
Thank
Jack,
you.
Jack is a chef at Union Public House over in St. Phillips Plaza. We were talking about that a year earlier. So, Jack, what is happening at Union these days?
Well, a lot. Right now, we're preparing to split and open another concept. But mostly, we're just refining the menu and getting ready for the next change. We always do midsummer to get ready for the season. So right now, we're currently working on new dishes.
And what might that include?
Well, you'll probably see bone marrow appear on the next menu. Mm. A little more simplistic kind of look towards it. We'll most likely be combining the menus, too, to offer more selections during the day and night for the different diners that come into the restaurant since we have so many people coming in.
You have a pretty eclectic crowd.
Yeah, it's pretty different. Like, you know, we have, you know, the good business class and the happy hour crowd, as you guys mentioned before, and we get a lot of diners in, too, now. It's been a slow and steady increase in diners, and it's been nice. It's been really good. We don't have the stereotypical bar crowd as most pubs typically do.
Yeah. Well, your food is really different. I mean, it's the classic that I always find. And, you know, you got a fantastic burger and potato chips, you know. But we had our eating care night there the other day. We had to have a planning meeting for this special radio show. And we ordered the pub chips. And, we were licking the plate, you know.
They well, were really good.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Well, everything at the restaurant is really basic. You know, we use a lot of classic techniques when it comes to the preparation. And a lot of things that we do take time because everything there is done from scratch. Like, we don't buy anything. Like, the pastrami you're having right now, we didn't buy it. I butcher the meat myself or one of my sous or my chef de cuisine, Patrick. You know, the bread is made in-house. We have a baker come in. His name's Travis Evans. He's very talented, trained under Jim Leahy in New York. He's a very good baker, very talented. He's headed up our program there. Hopefully we're going to expand that bread program a little bit over the next year as well.
And your desserts are made in-house, aren't they?
Yes, they are. They're made by my lovely wife, who's actually here with me today.
Well, she made a killer, I believe it was a some more in a jar a while back that I really loved, and it was just that was really fantastic. It was really good, a nice little something different, but something the same, something familiar, which is I think what Union is all about.
Yeah, it's like I don't want to put anything weird on anybody. You know, like we have a great burger. You know, it's important. You know, it's good food and it's not overpriced. And like I like to do things like offer nice, you know, nice meats and nice vegetables and stuff like that, but yet make it affordable for everyone to come in.
Yeah.
And to try it.
Now, you get your cheese from Alfonso's, you said.
No, I buy some oils from Alfonso's.
Oh, okay.
I have, like, a little bit of a cheese fetish myself, so I kind of I do a lot of special ordering of cheese. Like, the cheese on my burger is probably one of my favorite cheeses. It's a Red Dragon English cheddar. It's got whole grain mustard seeds infused with it. It's really good.
Yeah,
and I love it.
Well, we were there one night, and Jack took me back and showed me this huge hunk of some sort of French cheese. I can't remember what it was.
That was the St. Agar, actually. It was it was a very nice blue cheese.
Beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous. Absolutely tasty.
Yeah, it's really good.
So, and your pretzels are another one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah. The pretzels, that's one undertaking in its own. Travis, my baker, who I spoke of earlier, does a really good job to make sure that those are made fresh every day. You know, you're not getting an old pretzel in that joint, that's for sure.
Seems like every hour. You know, they always seem to come to the table hot.
Yeah, they are. It's
how often do you bake?
We bake them often, quite a couple of times a day. Mm-hmm. They're really good, like, and we reheat them to serve them out to the guests, like, nice and hot and fresh. But mm-hmm. We never keep the leftovers and stuff. It's one heck of a process that we have going on there. You know, everything there takes time. Like, Travis is very meticulous when it comes to his preparation of his stuff. You know, bakers are very intense.
Totally different than chefs, that's for sure.
Oh, no, not at all. They're just a little bit different. Same focus, a little bit more controlled on his side. I'm a little bit more, I guess you could say, flamboyant. Tend to be exuberant.
Yeah, definitely. So can you tell us a little bit about the new concept?
I can speak a little bit about it. It's going to be called Reforma. It's going to be more of a central kind of Mexico City based cuisine there. My chef de cuisine, Patrick Malarchik, he's going to be heading over there as the executive chef. I'm very proud and very happy what he's accomplished. It's going to be a great undertaking for himself. We're taking the Vivace space.
Right.
We're completely renovating it. There's a lot of work that needs to be done. And it's very exciting for us. We're looking forward to it, like to add another kind of concept here to
right.
Tucson. Not the typical like Sonoran style Mexican food that you get here, but a little right. bit more, I guess you could say, closer to being refined.
Okay. It's going to be more refined than Union.
A bit, but it'll still have like the accessibility as Union. You know, there'll be a nice strong taco component as well. You know, Patrick is extremely talented and a very well-versed chef. We also have another one of our chefs going over with him who's trained with him. His name's Benjamin Cleaver. He's done a really nice job training for the last year and a half with us as well.
Okay.
And Yenny Weeks was formerly of Acacia fame and worked for Mr. Albert Hall, Chef Albert Hall, for a good long time.
She's back in the building.
Yeah, she actually came on when we started, and she's a very good chef. She's outstanding. She's one heck of a little lady, that's for sure.
Well, can you tell us a little bit about the cocktails? Because you guys are known for your cocktails too.
Yeah, we have an extremely large Scotch and liquor. I mean, Scotch and bourbon portfolio, like probably more than I could ever possibly remember. I'm sure if Grant was here, the owner, he'd be able to list them out to you one by one. But we have the Whiskey Wednesday, which is always very popular around town. It's one of our stronger nights. We got a good, I guess you could say, good mix of people coming into the restaurant all times of the day. It's quite an interesting day.
Well, the crowd changes over the evening because I've been there, you know, like we were there at dinner one night and then we went out and had whatever we did and we came back afterwards and the crowd had completely changed.
Yeah.
It was a younger crowd, a little bit more, they were probably drinking a little faster.
Yeah, we have a DJ who comes in, Big Brother Beats, Andy Dominguez. He does a great job. He's a very good DJ. He gets a nice, good mix of music. And he plays a nice range, so it makes it a little bit more accessible, you know, to the older crowd.
Right.
I'm a little bit older, and I still listen. Okay. I can still hear some of the music that he plays, and I enjoy it.
That's good. Yeah, it's really, truly one of my most favorite places to go. I mean, it's always, where do you want to go? And we go to Union. It's close to the house, which helps.
Well,
you know,
I like seeing you there.
Oh, good. Good. I'm glad. And we always have just. I've never had a bad meal.
Thank you. I'm glad that makes me happy to hear that.
And when I
beer selection,
we have 30 beers on tap. Quite a few in the bottle as well. I always go to my standby there, which is always Bass. I heard you guys talking about beer earlier.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I like sitting on the patio with the misters.
Mm-hmm.
Like
yeah.
Having a little facial, but it's so cool there. Yeah. It really is.
It's a beautiful patio, and like once we get the construction done with Reforma, hopefully, you know, it'll be a nice little change to the patio.
Well, I mean, Vivace always had one of the most beautiful patios.
Yeah,
I always
it was great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was great. It was a nice, I miss them. They're good.
Yeah.
Danny's a great guy. He's a master chef as far as I'm concerned. He's really good, and we do miss having them in the plaza. We still got Scordato's Pizza in the plaza, and they do a great job as well.
Yeah, they do. We were just talking about going over there. We haven't been there for a piece of a while either. You know, when and like with Edie and Karen and I all as food writers. I mean, for me, when I have to do a review, I go to the places where I review, and then sometimes things get lost along the way. I don't get to go to the places that I always want to go to because I'm busy doing other stuff. You know.
Yeah.
And but again, like I said, Union is where we always go. It's just one of those places. It's so what's going to be happening? So there's going to be new stuff on the menu.
Yeah, I always like to change it up a little bit. This is my favorite season to change it. It gets a little heavier. I'm a big guy. You know, I like heavy foods.
Yeah.
You know, I like macaroni. You see, the menu has a tendency to look a little bit heavy in some of the areas, but you know, it's good food. I can't stop putting things like that on the menu. It's what people like to eat.
Right.
But you know, We'll have a good change. I like to involve my staff. I've got a very good staff. They've been with me most of them have been with me over a year, which
that's
is
great.
Really good. There's high turnover typically in kitchens, and my guys are.
That's something about you, Jack.
Yeah, the guys like to stick around. You know, they really do. And I'm training some more dishwashers to become cooks and the whole new deal. You know, I like to keep the guys around and I like to have them, participate. So. Hopefully, I'll get some good feedback from them. Patrick and I will always work on the menus. I've got a new sous chef who's been around for working as my sous for like the last 9 months. He's been a cook for me for over a year. he's doing a great job too. He brings a lot of different flavors to the table, like things that I'm not really, you know, I'm not always completely rounded. It's good to have another voice, you know, somebody else chime in.
Could you explain what a sous chef is? I hear the word a lot, but I don't know what it is.
Well, a sous chef, like the literally like definition of, just means assistant to the chef. It means assistant. The chef de cuisine, which is Patrick at my restaurant, he runs my kitchen. He pretty much runs all aspects of the kitchen when I'm not around. Like, he ran it for the last week. You know, he's very meticulous, and Patrick's been training Matthew as well. And, you know, they've been so valuable to me. They're a really great staff. You know, they're both my good, like, counterparts. They're good friends of mine too, and they work really hard. So.
Well, Grant's a really good guy too, the owner.
Grant is phenomenal. Grant and I have known each other for almost 20 years. We both worked in the plaza at Breckenridge Brewery a long time ago.
That's what the name of that was. Okay.
Yeah, we worked there. He was a server and I was a line cook. It was fun and giggles back in the day, but we've grown a little bit since then. We've actually hired the former general manager that we both worked under at Breckenridge. His name's Joe Spears. He's the new general manager of Union, and so he's been very influential in the front of the house. He's done a great job. I very much respect that man, and I'm very happy to have him on the team now.
Well, service is always really good over there too, because the service, they're all young and, you know, pretty and what have you, and they could be those little fluff heads, but they're really not.
No, well, Joe's really good and very strong at, like, he just wants to educate them. He's, like, initiated a great training program for them as well. He's educating them on, like, whiskeys and bourbons and scotches and, you know, all the different steps that go into it. It's actually kind of fun for me to watch. He's, you know, I just can't wait to see what he comes up with next, to be honest.
I have a question. Shoot. Do you cure any other meats besides the pastrami?
Amazing. No, we do. We cure the pork belly that you have that's on the pub chips. Mm-hmm. You know, it just depends on what we're making. You know, like, we do, like, the pickling's done in-house, all that stuff. Like, you know, I like to keep it eclectic. Like, the American fare can just be anything. That's the best part about my menu. I just leave it open. Like, I have I have Asian dishes on my menu, and it doesn't bother me at all. You know?
Well, I do have a request. I really, really, really want you to bring back the crab cakes.
The crab cakes?
Crab cakes. They were just really nice. It was, that's one of my most favorite meals anyway in the world. And I, you know, I can make them, they're okay, you know, but I love your crab cakes.
Okay.
And then, you
we'll
know,
see.
Okay, cool. Okay, good. Good. And you know, and your fish and chips, that's another one of my favorite things on the menu, you know.
Well, thank you very much.
And chicken, like, and waffles. And.
Well, you know, we do, like, simple, plain, easy things to do. Like, we do brine the chicken a little bit to give it that extra kind of juiciness. The waffle, chicken and waffles has become like a staple in America, it seems like, and more of a trendy type of food. And people like it, you know. I wish people would like dark meat a little bit more, but apparently they don't.
I love dark meat.
Yeah, I know.
I love dark meat.
I know.
Send it over to us.
Yeah,
okay.
The older I get, the more I like dark meat.
It's better. It's better. It's got more flavor.
Oh,
it's
It's moister.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It is. You know, a lot of things that we like to do there is just, it's fun, and it's the right way things should be done.
Right.
Like, you know, it's the right way food should be cooked. Right. You should respect the food that you're cooking.
And I think you guys do. It's just one of my favorite places, and I'll come back to it forever and ever. You know, in fact, that's where I met you. I met you that on this show.
Yes, we did.
At they were doing a live at there, and there was,
and you reviewed me a couple of weeks before.
No, I didn't. That was me. That was my
was
boss
it, yeah?
at that time. No.
Okay.
That wasn't me. No, that was another person. my former boss. And I wish I had. I wish I had. I think, you know, and. But it's just, I'm, you know, and now I won't be able to do the new place, but that's okay, you know. I'll just come there and eat. How's that sound?
Oh, you're more than welcome anytime.
Where do you eat? Where do you go eat?
Typically, I don't. I don't really go out to eat that much. Honestly, like, I was listening to you guys talk about it. I cook at home for my wife and my son, you know. I do spend a lot of time, like, there with them. I typically just don't really go out and eat, I'll be honest. Like, the last place I went and ate was, I think it was Poppy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I haven't been there yet.
It was good.
Yeah,
it was really good. It was very good. I had a great meal there.
No, I haven't been. I
like
been.
Poppy.
Yeah, it was really good. Like, I like Brian Metzger. He does a really nice job.
He does.
You know, he's someone I've, like, known in my career for a few years. We worked together when we worked for Metro.
Okay.
And then I met him right, you know, before he had his whole hookup with Sam Fox. Right. He's a really good guy.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is. And he seems to really want to bring good food to Tucson.
Yeah, know? He's a nice man. And, like, he does, they do nice things. I do miss Jax. Mm-hmm. That was my favorite.
Yeah, Abby's me a
little,
too.
The Abby's a little too far for me to drive.
That's how I feel, too,
yeah,
you know.
Me too.
That's how I feel, too. But Jax, again, is just, you know, not that far, you know, and you can get home safely, you know, that kind
yeah.
of thing, you know.
And Gio Taco's fun.
Yeah, that is,
I like
lots, Gio. That is lots of fun. Mm-hmm. That is lots of fun. And
I'm looking forward to Pizza Bianco.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Isn't that going to be exciting?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward for him coming down.
Yeah, I'm going to try and talk okay. Oh, trivia question. Thank you.
Shoot.
All right, Jack. Right, I almost forgot. Jack, here's our usual trivia question. Now, Jack brought a gift certificate for the restaurant. How much?
It's for $50.
$50.
I want to play.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so Jack, what is the trivia question?
All right, what is the name of the New Yorker who is credited for serving the first pastrami sandwich?
Whoa, you're going to have to do a little bit of Googling on that one. Okay.
All you New Yorkers.
Yeah, Edie, come on.
I'm not allowed to answer.
Okay, the number is to call 880-5678. That's 880-KNST. And we're going to ask, you know, if you've won in the last 30 days, you know, let somebody else get a chance to, you know, to win. And again, the number is 880-5678-880-KNST. And Jack, repeat the question.
All right. What is the name of the New Yorker credited for serving the first pastrami sandwich?
Okay. Let's see what happens. See if we can get some phone calls.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
Back, and I believe we do have one person who's got the we don't. So okay, let's try it again. I'll have Jack repeat the question, and then I'll repeat the phone number. Jack,
what is the name of the New Yorker who is credited for serving the first pastrami sandwich?
Okay, and that number that you're going to call is 880-5678-880-KNST. Somebody, you know, that's why God invented Google, people. Let's see what we can come up with.
This New Yorker thinks it's a hard question.
Okay.
She did not get it.
Okay. And
myself in the third person.
Okay. She and Edie grew up in Brooklyn, right?
I did.
Okay.
In the old days when, yeah.
When Brooklyn wasn't hip.
Right, exactly.
Well.
Okay, I think we've actually got somebody maybe on the line. Okay, let's see what we got here. Okay, are we ready? Okay, I don't have the name, but what is your answer?
Yes, my name is Seymour, and my answer is for the pastrami would be Chef Sam Gelman.
Oh, I think you're wrong.
What?
Sorry, Seymour, you're wrong. You're wrong. But thank you for calling, Seymour. Thank you for calling. Well, I can't believe that we don't have anybody out there who knows that answer.
I can't believe it. Nobody from New York.
I know all those people.
Right.
Right. Who do we know that we can call from New York that might have the answer? Edie's the only person I think I know that.
I know. And it's not an obvious.
It's not an obvious. No. Okay.
No,
not Second Avenue Deli.
No.
Not.
Carnegie
Sardi's.
No.
He was actually a butcher.
A butcher. Oh.
I should know that.
He's a kosher butcher.
My Freud's butcher connection.
Okay, we've got another one? Okay, who is this? Who are we talking to?
This is Sam.
Sam. Oh, not Sam Gelman, but go ahead, Sam. What is your answer?
Sussman Volk?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Congratulations. Sam. That's really great. So what we're going to ask you to do is we're going to ask you to stay on the line, and Mike's going to get your number, your address, and we will mail you the gift certificate to Union. It's $50, and you will definitely have a great time, a great meal. You know, ask for Jack. He'll come out and talk to you.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Oh, my pleasure. I find myself sometimes working on Saturday afternoons, and I always tune in. I always tune into the show.
Well, we hope you're not disappointed that Matt was on today.
How are we doing?
You know what? It's funny. He's got so much energy. I don't think anyone could ever be like him, but you guys are doing pretty good.
Okay. Woo! Get a a B, maybe a B, B minus, B plus, maybe somewhere in there?
Yeah, I'll go B plus.
Okay, good. All right. Okay, all right. Okay, good. We'll take that. We'll take it. Yeah. We'll take it.
Awesome.
Well, we've been having a really good time here. We've got Karen brought a little bit of champagne. Jack brought some outrageous pastrami sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to sneak a couple of them home. And
we're going to have to fight each other.
Okay, okay, good.
We
okay.
have to give some to Mike.
Yeah. Well, Mike didn't have any yet. Our board guy hasn't had any yet. He's been working really hard. Mike, thank you so much for all your help because. I don't do much anything. All I do is I'm good at talking and eating and drinking. That's
you're
about
doing
all.
A really good job.
And, well, thanks to you guys for that being helpful. Very helpful. Very, very helpful. Good, good. Well, so do we have any more summer things we want to talk? Anything special summer going on over here?
Yeah. Downtown Kitchen.
Right, right.
They have a different for a menu, like a passport.
City,
and
city.
Right now they're doing Charleston.
Oh, my God. That was really good.
That was amazing. And I had the Singapore that was before that. It was mm-hmm. fabulous. Mm-hmm. Then next month they're doing Jerusalem, and the month after that, Lima, Peru.
I think the Lima
right
one sounds,
Lima
sounds
interesting.
Really cool.
And
yeah.
they have matching cocktails right. and desserts, and it's just fabulous.
And the cocktails there are absolutely
Yanis always does a great job, and he does.
Well, I mean, I don't know where Tucson would be without him. You know, I mean, I think everybody's kind of
he set the bar.
Yeah, he did.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, and that's what people always, compare to. And I'm glad he's still working. Still
downtown. See him at every event. He's always there.
Yeah, most totally generous that way.
Yeah,
you know?
He's a very
he's
nice
really
guy.
Great, you know. Yeah. And I think he's and again, he's brought a lot of people up like you're doing. You know, that's a great way to do it.
Yeah, he does a really nice job. He turns out a lot of good chefs.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Devin is there. Devin, who is a good guy. He's a really good guy, and it's just
And when we were there, he got a perfect score on his food inspection.
Yes, right on. Yeah, he
yeah.
was a little nervous. I told him how it seemed like everywhere I went in the last couple of weeks, everywhere I went, the health department was there inspecting while I was
they're
there.
They're following you,
wow.
Rita.
And so
they're
I don't
watching
know
you.
Me,
yeah.
so it is. You, so he goes, you, yes, he goes, leave right now, you know. But he passed the inspection, so everything went well. And I can't imagine that wouldn't happen, you know.
They said there was not a single thing that they could find wrong.
Right, and he was
amazing.
Saying that he even praised some of the chefs in the kitchen, which is, which is something.
I would hate that job being the inspector.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's got to be a tough job. We've seen some new trainees come through in the last couple of
okay.
weeks.
Okay, well, we're kind of winding down here, and again, Jack, thank you so much for the entertaining conversation, for the fabulous food. Thank you, Yvonne, for being here, and again, Matt, thank you so much. When you first asked me to do this, I was like kind of in a panic. I thought maybe I'm going to say no, I can't do this. But then Edie and Karen showed up, and here we are, and we always have a really good time together. And, no matter where we go, and we have our little we always have a critique, I suppose, but and we have our standards that we go by, but we always have a really good time. And
And Sam Pillsbury.
And again, thank you, Edie. Thank you, Sam Pillsbury. I hope you're listening. Thank you. We're really looking forward. We're going to come on down one of these days and probably spend the night at the Holiday Inn down there, though, because once you start drinking down there, it gets a little dangerous. But
there's
Sun
Glow Ranch. That's really beautiful.
Yeah. But so I think there's a lot of good things happening here in town, and say what you will, Tucson, I think it's light years ahead of any place else in the state. And I'm so looking forward to we got new stuff happening. We got new pizza coming in. We got all kinds of great stuff happening. Tucson is a really foodie town, and I'm really glad that I can help share the information. I know Edie is. I know Karen
Tucson
is.
Tucson has soul.
So that's right.
Not Karen, blacktop.
You had a great quote for us. What was the quote that you were going to show?
From Hacienda del Sol.
Oh, yeah. I was looking at Hacienda del Sol's website, and how come I can't find it right now? okay. One cannot think well, love well, sleep well if one has not dined well. It's on the Hacienda del Sol website.
And we can do that here.
Sure. Yes. And we must all be sleeping well here in Tucson, right? There, excellent. Excellent. Thank you. Thank you so much, everybody.